Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. We've been having a lot of fun with this series. You know, I think when we said we were going to talk about fear, that sounds kind of ominous.
Fearful.
And,
yes.
Yeah, fearful. Yeah. And, you know, but in reality, I think we've had some fun with it because, as it turns out, yes, there are things that, you know, that can seem scary, but as long as you kind of cover both your spiritual and practical bases,
right,
there's a lot of things that you don't have to be that concerned about because you're prepared.
Right. One of the things that you and I and Pseudo 365 has been talking about is that we need to give people techniques and tools, not just for themselves, but those that they have in their home,
right,
in their workplace or whatever. And so that's kind of what we're trying to do,
yeah,
right now, is just go that extra mile,
right,
because fear is all around us and there's ways to manage that. And the first thing, of course, is recognizing that God is present,
yes,
and will not leave us. And so Psalms 46:10 is a go-to that we've had already several times on our show. Not that Psalms 46:10 is a guess,
right,
but is a primary word of God. In fact, it's so big in our household that we have that on our family room wall.
Oh, that's cool.
And so really what it means is just pause, take a moment, and be still. And know that God is present. And in this particular passage, it's a horrible storm. There's a earthquake. There's mountains falling. There's, you know, huge rise in the waters. All these things are happening. And you get down to verse 10 and just be still.
Right.
And know God. And I think that if we can teach one another, teach ourselves, breathe that word into us of just, okay, take a moment here. Be still, because no matter what emergency we have, we're so much better when we become calm,
right,
and at peace. And I know that as you, as an expert on being prepared for emergencies, I know you have some go-to tips for all of us. And so we're going to have you kind of explain one or more each day. So what would you tell us today on this Thursday?
Yeah, well, today we'll kind of tie it into what we talked about on the last episode, which was about having some type of kit, having some preparedness.
Right.
And, you know, at minimum, at least have one kit that's portable, that's in a backpack, that's in something. But really, what I like to do is I like to have a couple so that,
sure,
I have kind of a really small, kind of just basic first aid and a few survival things that I'll keep in my backpack or my bag. So
mm-hmm, wherever you go.
Yeah, so no matter where, okay, I'm at, I've at least got those things.
Right.
And then I like to have a more extensive kit in my car, because
uh-huh,
wherever my car is, I'm usually somewhere nearby. And so in there, I have things not only just for if you're broke down on the side of the road,
uh-huh,
which you want to have that too, but to get stranded. So,
right,
you know, you got a little blanket, you've got food and water and that kind of thing. And then at home, you know, I keep both some stuff that's just kind of stored for if I'm going to be stuck there.
Okay.
But the real key is to have something, and kind of a lot of times people call it a go bag, but have,
right,
have it in some type of portable bag. So like we like to do most of our kits in a backpack, because that way you could just throw it on your back,
sense,
and you could run with it. And kind of, we were talking before the show and you were mentioning about, you know, having it in your bedroom right next
night,
to where you're,
yes,
at. Yeah. So if you got to dart out of there, you know, you can grab those essentials and what you want. But yeah, I think that would be kind of the big tip for today, is don't just have a kit or kits, but make sure that they're portable, make sure that they're easy to get to, and that you're ready to rock that if you ever need it. And then you're going to know that no matter where you're at or what's going on, that you're prepared.
Right. And I think even anyone that's in the household gets to know what's inside of that.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
and you explain why you're doing it. It's not to be scary. You,
right,
know, if you have kids, it's to be prepared, and that, you know, we know that everything's going to be okay because we know that God is,
yeah,
with us.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's funny that we really can see this as a devotional, but it's a very practical one. And so as we do this, as we start getting prepared, I think even praying over that as you,
right,
are putting your, do you call it go pack or backpack?
you can call it whatever you want,
right,
but yeah,
sure,
kind of a go bag,
yeah,
something in between there, but yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that I know that I always encourage people, that if I'm talking about something like,
right,
this, to even like have some extra medication,
yes,
that you can put in that pack. So if you are,
yep,
needing to have medication on a daily basis, wherever you are at, that you have that extra.
Right.
And if you go even on a little day trip or across town or whatever,
oh, yeah,
you take that backpack with you.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
that way you have plenty.
Yeah. So I love that. And so, you know, as we're doing this, remember to take a breath, Be still and know God and get prepared.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.